The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Ah, as always at this time, we're joined by the wonderful Simon Tierney. Simon, what are you going to tell us how to do today?
How to take the perfect selfie, or how to take a selfie at all with respect. The reason we're talking about this is because you might have noticed during the week, actually, there's a lot of cherry blossoms around town. People are taking their selfies with the cherry blossoms. This has become a big issue in London. London's famed Notting Hill neighbourhood, Stanley Crescent in particular, which has some beautiful examples of the blossoming cherry blossoms. They are inundated with people, so much so of people taking selfies, rocking up with suitcases full of clothes for costume changes to do their selfies, that the local residents have hired a security guard to stop people climbing over private walls. And this kind of carry on, it's gotten out of hand. So I thought we would have a look at how to take a respectful selfie.
Wow. Okay.
You a selfie taker?
Not hugely, no.
Yeah.
You?
No, I struggle with it. I feel very self-conscious. Like when I take a selfie, say with myself and my wife and the kids, or just with myself and my wife, I do it like as quickly as possible. I've got my finger on the top button on the side of the iPhone. Do a quick photo like that and then gone. And she doesn't trust that there is a good result in that.
I think she's probably right.
And she's not right at all, because I can do it really, really fast. But she insists on taking about 5 or 6.
You see, pictures. I think you're, and I think this could be a male-female perspective.
Actually.
Okay. And I'll tell you why, because when I read your very interesting brief, and a lot of it was about the surroundings and the environs. But what I was expecting you to say, get the lighting right, golden hour maybe, a certain angle to give yourself a better jawline, suck in your cheek, put the tongue to the roof of your mouth. That's what your wife is coming from the perspective of, I suspect, because that's what women mean by taking a perfect selfie. Whereas you're thinking of, you know, the location and like.
I'm thinking about being, I feel very self-conscious and I want to move on from this as fast as possible. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know in Notting Hill when they take the selfie? And the neighbours come out. Did they just say, I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy.
Standing in front of a cherry
taking
blossom.
A selfie.
Yeah, asking the cherry blossom to love me.
to sort of cast a nice light on me.
Yeah, but like I was in Herbert Park last weekend in Dublin, here in Dublin, and they've got a beautiful row of cherry blossom trees, which I think they've only planted maybe in the last 10 years. They're quite young trees, but they're really stunning at the moment. And there was a lot of people there getting their selfies taken.
That's fine,
as well.
As long as you're not climbing up the tree to
exactly.
get a better
or angle. If you're going onto private property.
Yeah, I mean that's getting
see, that obviously. I think all of those things are they're all the backdrop. So, the selfie is all about the self, surely.
Yeah, but your rule number one is be aware of the environment. Basically.
No, it's not though, Ciara. It's about what's behind the person, and this is the problem.
Yeah.
I think. This is the problem, but I think you think it's that. And I was in Santorini on holidays a few years ago, and the selfie culture in Santorini is bonkers, right? Particularly Golden Hour.
The white buildings, the blue
Golden
sea.
Hour comes out and the light does turn very beautiful. And there's people taking a photo over and over. And yes, they want the backdrop, but they're not taking it over and over and over again. The backdrop's not changing. They're taking it over and over and over again. Because of the thing about the angle, the jawline,
okay.
the lights, the
okay.
It's about...
So there's a narcissistic...
Oh,
it's all about the narcissism. Yeah, but, the backdrop is just a way of, I'm going to put a photograph up of me, more, yeah, to show you the backdrop, but I'm actually like...
I'm actually a goddess.
I saw people at that. I saw a girl once on the beach in Santorini taking... Her boyfriend was taking a photograph of her. Like, the backdrop was lovely.
Mm.
But he must have taken 25 photos of her because she was flicking her hair this way. It's about... Do you know what I mean?
Is there anything more depressing?
Backdrop is only a vehicle in order to put your face up.
I know there's a huge amount of narcissism in this. What I'm saying is that the reason that they're at that location mm-hmm. is because they think that that place, that landscape or whatever it is going to accentuate the way they look. So there is a massive environmental factor.
Oh, yeah.
Like that village near Mount Fuji in Japan.
Yeah, unbelievable. So there's a vantage point on a road like a few miles back from Mount Fuji in Japan. And the road has been so inundated with people there going there to get their photo. There's kind of like a 7-Eleven convenience store. And then you can see this beautiful cone-shaped mountain in the background that the authorities have actually put up this giant curtain barrier so that you can't,
Take a photo.
You cannot take a photo with Mount Fuji in the background in that particular place.
So they've actually destroyed the view just to get rid of the photo people.
What we're actually seeing now is, you know, local authorities taking strident steps to stop people taking advantage of beautiful locations with regard to selfies.
Because they're so overrun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
But there's another issue here, is death by selfie.
This is fascinating.
This is unbelievable, Kira, because now I was trying to find some really reliable figures on this. So the Barber Law Firm in the US, last year they did a study. And we're talking about, since the invention of the smartphone at the end of the first decade of this century, we're talking about 500 people who have died because of selfies, or at least have been very, very injured by selfies. So we're talking about people falling. In fact, 46% of that number are people who have fallen while trying to take a selfie.
They fall off a height or something.
This would be people, maybe on top of a waterfall, maybe at the top of the Grand Canyon, there's been some fatalities.
Oh, Lord.
People on top of buildings is a really big one. Like people scaling really, really tall skyscrapers.
Wasn't there
to get a picture.
Crazy scenario that happened in Spain a while back with the running of the bulls?
Yeah, this is a really, really awful example. So in 2015, David Gonzalez Lopez, 32 years of age, he was killed while photographing himself during the bull run in Villa Seca de la Sagra in Spain. And he was gorged to death while he was taking that selfie.
God.
So that is, sorry, but that is Darwin in motion, though, isn't it? A little bit like you're supposed to, you run from the bulls for a reason.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah,
disturbing story. On a lighter note, how do you feel about selfie sticks?
I'm not a big fan of selfie sticks. In fact, I'd like to have them banned. And I'll tell you why.
You're definitely not a fan then.
I'll tell you why, Shane, because I find them very, very intrusive. And the trouble is, like, I've seen lads walking around airports with selfie sticks in front. Like, what are you, when are you ever going to watch that footage? My problem is that the selfie stick, it's like an extension of the arm. And the person who's using the selfie stick is so focused on what's on that screen that, again, they're completely unaware of their surroundings. So they're sort of plowing through usually a very busy area with a lot of people. And it's just, it's very rude.
So is there a how to get it right?
Yeah, you have to be sensitive to your environment. Be as quick as you can, like me. I'm not saying, like, I'm the standard bearer here. You know, I take them myself. They're not very good. But at the same time, be quick about it and don't do costume changes.
Oh, yeah, costume.
And be appropriate
costume changes
as well. Where you take your, where and when.
Oh, this is a great story. Do you remember this?
I think I know what you're going to talk about. Is it the Prime Minister one?
Yeah, this is the famous Obama. If you're at home, try and have a look at this, because I think it was, when did Nelson Mandela die? It's a good 10 years ago.
Yeah, anyway. 2013.
Yeah, so his funeral was it was in a massive football stadium in South Africa. And of course, all the heads of state from around the world were there. But Obama, the Danish Prime Minister, who is not Meta, not the one who
Helle Thorning Schmidt,
yeah, and David Cameron were taking a so it was the Danish Prime Minister had her arm out, and they were taking a selfie of the three of them, but they're all like laughing, and it's very convivial
at a memorial service. Yeah,
and you can actually see, because photographs were taken of the selfie being taken.
Oh yeah,
you can see Michelle Obama off to the side, who has very rightly chosen not to be involved in that particular selfie.
They went low, she stayed high.
Yes, exactly.
That's what she does. There was also one, I don't know if you remember, I think it was only last
year. Nicely done.
Last year, outside Auschwitz, there was a woman who took a selfie and she was eating an ice cream in front of the concentration camp. And
oh my God.
People were, it was tone deaf.
Well, I've been to Auschwitz, and you are allowed to take photographs in Auschwitz, but I certainly didn't, like, you would never turn the camera on yourself.
Oh no,
do you know what I mean?
It was on, yes, and it was like a Mr. Whippy kind of scenario.
Oh, God.
Like it was.
Just before you go,
it was a bit grim.
Most famous selfie ever taken? What do you think? Is it that one at the Oscars?
Yeah, I think that's quite old now. That's about 12 years old. That was when Ellen DeGeneres was hosting the Oscars, and she took this famous famous selfie. Actually, it was Bradley Cooper who took the selfie, but Ellen DeGeneres was in it. Brad Pitt,
Meryl Streep, Julia Roberts.
Loads of famous. But it's actually a lovely photo because it's very spontaneous.
It is.
And you're seeing real A-listers kind of off the cuff. It's not like a posed red carpet photo.
It was kind of like, yeah, I remember one time when my kids were going to the Gaeltacht, and I got all the parents to dab at the bus just to embarrass my kids, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And it worked. I mean, it was them kind of pretending to be cool and trying to be, but knowing they weren't being cool. It was kind of funny, wasn't it? It was ironic.
It captures a moment. And I think
they were like real people.
Yeah. I mean, that's when selfies are, I think that's when any photographs work, is when they capture an authentic moment that will form part of a memory. When they're too curated, as they tend to be in these cherry blossom photographs, that's when they become very dull and very forgettable.
All right. Look, thank you as ever for enlightening us again this week. Thank you to Simon Kearney, who'll be back next week to teach us how to do something else.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.